Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, 7 after the hour, it is Tuesday, December the 7th. And yes, that is the day it goes down in infamy. We'll talk about that on the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. All of us are at the ready on National Pearl Harbor Day of Remembrance Day. That does sound redundant. The Day of Remembrance for the day that Japan attacked the United States at Pearl Harbor. It's commemorated with this day every year on December 7th. You remember what happened. You remember studying. Some people listening may even remember having heard these words.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
On that day, 2,400 people died in the attack on Pearl Harbor and the Hawaiian Islands. Hundreds of aircraft destroyed. We all know, we've seen the pictures. You hear the stories about the servicemen that went down in the ships that were in the harbor. It was, some people think it was a surprise attack. Other people say that it was premeditated and the Americans knew the Japanese were going to attack. And it was the reason for us getting into the war. We needed, I don't know, we needed a reason. History doesn't tell us that we needed a reason, but it was the reason. And so during the day today in the Pacific headquarters in Pearl Harbor, there are memories that that go on and on. There's a commemorative plaque on a, I remember this, I did this December 7th, and I'm trying to remember what year it was. It was probably the early to mid-90s when I went to Pearl Harbor on a day that was for remembering my great uncle, for whom I am named, Dudley Walker Morton, was the commander of the USS Wahoo, sunk more Japanese tonnage in the first half of the war than any other Pacific sub, was the movie, the subject of the movie Destination Tokyo, and then his ship was given a load of duds, torpedoes that didn't work. And he was attacked, and the sub was sunk off the coast of Russia and laid there for 80 years or so. And then the Russians knew it was there. The Americans discovered, with the help of the Japanese, the sub was only in 280 feet of water. And so they left it there. But there was a special day of remembrance for that, too, with a couple of ships that went to the site. The interesting thing was the captain of the Japanese destroyer that was responsible for sinking my great uncle's sub was on the American ship the day that my uncle was honored. And that was, I know from the family telling me the story, it was really something to behold. At any rate, something to be thinking about as we give the date all the time here. A couple times each half hour, usually, that's what will pop into everybody's mind. Speaking of Hawaii, a week ago today I was there, and the weather was lovely. It was delightful. There was a major cold storm. The season on Kona is different because the mountains are higher, and there's a 14,000-foot mountain there, and there was a blizzard, 100-mile-an-hour winds, that sort of thing. It has affected it. It's not unheard of. It's unusual, but it's not unheard of to have this kind of a storm. 25 inches of rain on this mountain. Where I was on Kauai, there's a mountain that is the wettest place on the planet. It gets 490 inches of rain a year. So, but there's, because of the difference, the different weather affects different levels. And so anyway, you can't, I don't think these mountains support skiing and stuff. But listen, imagine having
that.
They use
surfboards.
Yeah, right. Surf, right. Everybody's surfing now. So yeah, that's what's going on the Big Island. Two things, Pearl Harbor Day and the snowstorm. There you go. Have a good time if you're there. Hello, ladies. Today is, we're talking about snowstorms. Today there's a big, huge storm blowing across Minnesota. And you probably saw the highways and the roads, the slippery destruction derby. 261 vehicles were involved in crashes in just an 18-hour period because of this significant snowstorm, first one of the season, fresh powder all across the southern part of Minnesota, the Twin Cities and that area. Roads pretty slippery still, driving. People just don't get it. And this goes back to my, I was talking about this, watching some of the people driving over in Hawaii when I was there, and just observing more driving here. It's hard to escape young people who don't know how to drive. It just
it's
is. The highways are
loaded. Young people.
No, I'm not saying it is. You didn't hear me say it was just young people, but it is. The predominance of these accidents are caused by young people who are on their devices or who just don't know how to drive. They don't realize the power they have in the engine and the weight of the car. And there's a lot of middle-aged people, if you will, that are just selfish. They always have to be first. And that's what causes these accidents. And look at the destruction. Can you imagine the amount of time? This is something that so bugs me when these things happen. The spin-outs and the jackknife tractor trailer rigs and all of that stuff. Roads being closed for hours and hours and hours. How is that fair, right, or just to the people who are innocently there just traveling from one place to another?
Well, and I know that this probably isn't a very popular opinion, but I think that every so many years, drivers should have to take some kind of driving course. It doesn't have to be an in-car lesson.
Older people.
Because regardless of age, there are so many people that do not understand. If you are hydroplaning or you hit black ice or something, do not hit your brakes.
Exactly. Why do you say, what are you booing about?
I don't want to have to go through and take a driving course every couple of years.
Yeah, but if you're over, I think at 70, every
I'm getting
time
close,
you,
Victoria.
You need
I'm
to.
Getting close.
We say that all the time, and we see old people on the road who do not belong on the road. You should have to take your driving test again.
Every new decade.
Yeah, but between 70 and 80 is so huge. I think it should be like every 2 years.
There we go. There we are, prejudice against the older people between the age of 70 and 80.
Well, maybe
no,
75.
I wouldn't mind. I'm a good driver. And what, 76 on? I'm a good driver, and I have no problem taking a driving test. Matter of fact, I could probably teach driving.
Well, I think it's easy. People always blame old people or young people for their driving. Some people are just terrible drivers, no matter their age, and it just continues through life.
Well, they shouldn't have a license. They shouldn't be allowed on the road. Lights should be yanked, and that's it. Done. Finished. And you're right about that. It doesn't make any difference how old you are.
Plenty of 30-year-olds in BMWs that have been cutting me off lately on the roadways, and I'm like, oh, God, enough.
You know, that's interesting. I noticed that the BMW seems to be the car of choice for madmen driving like idiots. Yeah, it is. What is there about? And it's usually the 5 Series. Yeah, man, those engines are big, and the cars are easily maneuvered, so let's go get them. Yeah, that really is. That's a factor and a half. So, anyway, back to the weather for just a second. I was just noticing that the jet stream is stuck, and that's why the weather here, we have where you are in New Jersey. I don't know, Jay, let's talk about the weather. We did have tornadoes there yesterday. You were not able to connect because you didn't have any power. Is it the tornado?
Yeah, it was some significant weather yesterday. A lot of tornado warnings. They had a confirmed EF1 south of us.
What's an EF1?
the, like, babiest of the tornadoes. I think it gets up to 50 or 60 miles per hour. I can't recall. But, yeah, so it was an EF1, and then they're still surveying to see if there were other tornadoes that touched down or if it was just damage from straight-line winds. But there's another county west, like northwest of us, they got hit pretty hard with a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Victoria, excuse me, where you are in New Jersey, you probably about have what I've got here. We had wind and temperatures in the, it was 54 when I went to bed last night. It's down now to 37, but it's supposed to be probably in the 40s today, 30s tomorrow, 40s on Thursday, back up near 50 on Friday and near 60 on Saturday. And that's the sort of blowtorch effect of what's going on. It's so cold, however, up in Alaska. For those people who are listening to, we've got three or four stations up in Alaska. You're going to have 35 below. I always chuckle on it. See, as long as now where I am, you know, isn't that what we all think? Well, it's too bad about those folks, but it's not gonna, I'm happy it's going to be the way it is where I am. So what are you experiencing, Victoria, in New Jersey?
Last night, it felt like we were in the middle of a hurricane. I mean, we had gale-force winds, and the rain was just pounding. Yeah, it was really... I mean, we're right on the beach, so we tend to have, you know, we're not that sheltered. So when wind comes off the ocean, it's pretty intense. But, yeah, the weird thing that I've been seeing with the weather pattern is the jet stream is, like, trapped or stuck.
Yeah,
and so everything that's super cold is keeping Alaska freezing, and everything else below it is keeping everything extra warm. And we've got snow melting, and it's a mess.
Yeah.
I don't know how to, like, kickstart the jet stream again, but...
I don't want to, as long as if it keeps the temperatures in the 40s and the 50s. I'm happy to have it. And it's supposed to be warm here in our neck of the woods for the... wintertime, we'll see. But Minnesota and Detroit, actually, they haven't had in Denver any real snow yet, which is unusual for this time of
year. That's unheard of.
Yeah,
I've friends who live in Denver, and usually there's always snow by Thanksgiving, for sure. Mm-hmm. End of September usually is the first snow. And so to not have anything, and here we are in December, that's very unusual.
You know what I like a value about you? You have friends everywhere. You notice that, ladies? Victoria's got friends everywhere.
Well, but that's because my friends...
She's like the mob.
Yeah, but it's because my friends from high school... I went to a boarding school, so everyone was from every state. So that's why I have friends everywhere. Yeah.
That's good. All right. It's handy to have friends everywhere. I think lots of the people, most of the people, if not all the people listening to us, are our friends. It's 18 after friends.
I like the story about
friends.
You being in the mob.
Yeah,
sure.
We're going to need to fire up the plow. The big one.
Forecast is 6 feet of snow and 66 new customers for Trent Snow Service.
Hey, Terry.
She needs more drivers before business melts away.
What do you mean, Deke can't drive? I thought he was certified.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV Tuesday program. Doug, Steph, and Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay with the trending things. And if you like Sex and the City, you're going to find Chris Noth's comments on Sarah Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall very compelling right after this.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come. And they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Nonpayment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Okay, so Jay, take it away with Chris Noth and the ladies of Sex and the City. So he would know probably as well, if not better, because he appears to me to be a good observer, and he likes to talk about these sorts of things. I don't, did anybody ask him in this interview if he was going back to the original Law and Order? Did that come up?
I don't know if that.
No
came
one
up,
cares about that when yeah. he's talking about Sex in the City.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right.
Definitely so. A lot of Sex in the
like,
City.
Let's get to the
just like that.
Stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's been a long rumored feud between Sarah Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall, which during the Sex in the City days they always denied, and then back in 2018 Kim Cattrall did say some things. So Mr. Big, Chris Noth, was asked recently about the feud, and he's like, I don't really know if there was a feud, but I know that Kim Cattrall has said some nasty things about Sarah Jessica Parker, and he's really close to Sarah Jessica Parker, and anyway, Kim Cattrall has painted this picture of Sarah Jessica Parker is inaccurate, it couldn't be further from the truth, and as far as whether or not he likes Kim Cattrall, he said that he did, he thought she was wonderful on the show, absolutely marvelous, and he's sad that she moved on. He called the whole situation sad and uncomfortable, but also acknowledged that people move on from projects for their own reasons. She doesn't know what her emotions were, what her headspace is regarding it, but she moved on.
All right, so I thought it's interesting in this article, the identification of the people by using age. Kim Cattrall is 65, Sarah Jessica Parker is 56, and Chris Noth is 67. And that floors me, because we've all been watching these three grow up, if you will. I remember when Chris Noth was in his 20s, good Lord, as a detective on Law and Order, the original Law and Order. And he's grown up to be, he's the consummate New York actor. He has a theater down in the backside of Broadway where he produces lots of plays. He has now found himself in, and again, because I guess he's as likable as he is, he's found himself to be very good friends with Queen Latifah, and apparently loves doing that program with her, The Equalizer. And so, but I'm finding a hard time wrap myself around the fact that he's 67.
It is, especially when you see somebody for so many years,
yeah,
and sometimes the characters don't really have much of an age. Sex and the City went on, the original series, from 98 to 2004, and then you had the films, 2008 to 2010. And think about it, in the first Sex and the City film in 2008, there was actually a scene where Carrie doesn't know how to use an iPhone.
Sounds like I could have been
right
in that movie.
Yeah, 2008.
Anyway, I just think it's kind of neat that somebody is, we become familiar, we watch somebody through all of the ups and downs of their careers and the things that they've done, and we still like their presence, so that's cool. Yes, Jennifer, I did want to talk about Law and Order and not about Sex and the City. Thank you. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 5 and all-new Tucson will make their Hollywood debut in Sony Pictures' upcoming film, Spider-Man: No Way Home. Leading up to the December 17th theatrical release, Hyundai Motor Company has launched an inaugural marketing program that includes a global TV commercial and a variety of digital promotional activities. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The Justice Department has sued to block Texas' updated congressional and state house maps, Attorney General Merrick Garland said Monday, alleging that the districts redrawn after the 2020 census disenfranchise minorities in violation of the Voting Rights Act.
Texas has violated Section 2 by creating redistricting plans that deny or abridge the rights of Latino and black voters to vote on account of their race, color, or membership in a language minority group.
Lawmakers will honor Bob Dole Thursday when he lies in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the former Senate Majority Leader an extraordinary patriot and noted his heroic service in World War II. Opening the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praised Dole's character and described him as a great statesman. This is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, on his way out of office, is forcing his vaccine mandate on the private sector in the Big Apple. Republican Representative Fred Keller from Pennsylvania on Newsmax weighs in on the intrusive governmental overreach that is infuriating some Americans across the country.
I think that people that elect office need to respect and have the confidence in the people that sent them to serve that they'll do the right things. And they can keep themselves safe. They can keep their customers safe. They can keep their team safe at their jobs. And we saw that happen all through the pandemic when we didn't have the vaccines and we didn't have the therapeutics and we didn't know as much as we know now. And for some reason now, all those people that were heroes, Joe Biden and now the mayor of New York City doesn't have the confidence in them to do what they did for so long.
Back when My Body, My Choice was the calling cry for women around the world, things have certainly changed. The U.S. Supreme Court continues debating on the future of abortion access nationwide. Justices recently heard oral arguments over a Mississippi law banning abortions after 15 weeks. The law is trying to protect the voiceless children from being terminated. Pro-abortion groups say the government gets no say to regulate a woman's body. Senator Mike Braun, Republican from Indiana, on Sunday said he believes it's about time abortion laws be turned back over to the states. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, said the best way to protect abortions would be to codify Roe v. Wade into federal law. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
After the hour, this is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner with focus on this Tuesday, December the 7th. Yes, we will remember the day of infamy during the course of the day. Some people, I guess it could be a day of infamy, or maybe described as a day of infamy for the people who live in Buffalo. The weather there was awful. And I guess it came close to stopping the game. I was just reading a review, and I don't normally pay much attention to football because I don't like it, and I don't think it should be supported. But interesting that Bill Belichick seems to be back on the top of the heap again, as it was described here, a Belichick masterpiece. Only three passes to defeat the Bills. And if you look at some of the pictures that have come from this Buffalo game, the game... not using any forward passing. Again, I'm not an expert in football, but apparently Belichick pulled one out of his you-know-what in spite of this storm. Imagine playing with that wind. You were talking about, Victoria, a few minutes ago, and the snow and the cold and you know, moving around, just I can't imagine anything. Even if you're getting $1 million a game, which is what some of these guys are getting, right? Doesn't Brady get more than $1 million? How many games do they play a season? Is it 18 or something? 18,
there's
15, 28?
There was always 16 weeks, but wait, isn't there 17 weeks now? And then they have the bye week? I can't remember what the week change was, but it used to be 16.
Yeah, maybe that's right. Yeah, 16, okay. 13, I don't know. I had something like that in my head. But yeah, probably 16 weeks.
So Brady makes, what, $30 million a year? So for every game, he gets paid $1.5 or $6 million. That's not
it's
a bad
kind of like
pay.
The girls and I on this show.
Yes, you got it. Terrific. Thank you.
Oh, wait, right. No, it's not.
Okay. The U.S. Announcing that it will not send officials to the Beijing Winter Olympics.
How about not sending anybody to the
Beijing
Olympics?
Thank
but I get that, but that's so unfair to the athletes to get them. But
they should move it out of China. They should cut
it. It should have been moved out of China. Yeah, that would have been the answer. Yeah.
Yep.
But that's
so
the International Olympic Committee.
Because
I don't know why. That's their decision.
I mean, it's like having the Olympics in Nazi Germany. I mean, what are we doing? These people are
they did that. It was
cut out.
Remember the Jesse Owens story from before? I think it was the 1934 1938 Olympics when, you know, Nazis hated black people, and Jesse Owens won track and field stuff, and Hitler didn't want to give him the award. And you all remember, whether you studied that or you didn't study that, but that's...
Well, we studied it, yeah, we weren't there.
No, well, neither was I, thank you.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, the Chinese commies and their human rights abuses... this is the reason that we say we're not sending our diplomats, but it won't prevent American athletes from competing. But this is kind of a ratchet up in the U.S.-China thing. Is this going to help in solving the problem? See, whenever there is talk about this, it's always about the Muslim minorities and what they're doing with them and Taiwan and economic tariffs and stuff. But never is there a mention of the virus that the Chinese let out of, they engineered it, they let it out on purpose. Oh, they say, well, we can't really prove that. So what?
Well, we can't prove that if they didn't let it out on purpose, that they misled the entire world about what they knew about it.
Yeah, right. So why is it that we are, again, what are we afraid of? All right, we don't like the Muslim thing, get it. We don't like the Taiwan thing, get it. We don't like them ratcheting up the tariffs.
Everybody's making money. Yeah. I don't even know if it's fear anymore. At first, I thought it was backbone and fear, but everybody is making money off of the Chinese.
But how can we continue to have a relationship, Jennifer, with a country like this if there are this much in our face and we're in their face? How can we
I don't
keep
know if you heard Jake
two-faced?
Tapper. Jake Tapper, and look, it's not oftentimes I prop up some of the people on CNN, but I'm going to give some props to Jake Tapper, who on Sunday, went off and he said, how can you Hollywood, how can you NBA, how can you Nike justify that you're giving, you're profiting basically off of this country that is committing so many atrocities? He said there's not enough soap on the planet to wipe the blood off of your hands. And it was very powerful and good for him because it's very rare that
he's right about that
person.
I'm not a fan of his, but he is right about that. And it would be certainly a lot easier for a company like Nike to relocate their factory than it is with the supply chain issues that we talk about on the tech side of the world. Mm-hmm. It is so much they're not mining sneakers. You know, they can move the factory to
anywhere
Vietnam.
They can
put it anywhere.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't have to stay there. And it's, he's absolutely right about that. And that is certainly on Nike. That's not that big of a move. When we've asked semiconductor companies, we've asked tech companies of all sizes, to have some more accountability. And they're making really big, bold, expensive moves in the billions of dollars. And yet Nike's still just hanging out there. I don't know. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. So
I also want
Nike's
to question the people who are pushing so heavily electric cars. I want to question what their interests are as well, because we are pushing a lot of technology in the name of climate change that makes us rely on China, which is, oh, by the way, the worst perpetrator of pollution and crud in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And all we're doing is propping them up by getting cobalt for electric vehicles.
But that's actually changing, though, Jen. Last week in our tech report, we talked about that. There are two new factories that are being built by Samsung and LG in America.
For chips, yeah, which is
right,
great, and I applaud that.
But they're replacing cobalt with aluminum. They're cutting
that's
the cobalt
great.
By 70%. That is what we need to do to get
but right
away
now
from
we
China.
Rely on China for solar, for all of these things that are being pushed. And it's like all we're doing is enriching them. And if you are a climate change person, believer, then you believe that they're the ones who are polluting the globe more than anyone else. And so
well, the mining
it
has
it doesn't
are.
Make any sense.
Right, but the mining is a huge part of their pollution, too. Mm-hmm. So taking that away and not using the cobalt is
a big step.
Yeah.
It's a step, but it isn't.
Look, this isn't a flip a switch and everything is the way we want it overnight.
But
it's not going to happen.
But you pointed out that how easy it would be to get Nike and some
of
the others. They have so much cash. Well, there are plenty of others that can do the same thing that are not dependent on China for anything other than cheap labor. That's it. So when do we cut the cord? When do we draw the line? When do we fix the problem? That's the question that has not been addressed by lily-livered politicians and bureaucrats who and big companies who still find it profitable, even though the Chinese are in our face. And astrologically, by the way,
they'll take money.
This next year is the time for a confrontation. There's a couple of planets, and I forget who it is.
I don't need to see astrology. I just watch Taiwan and watch Ukraine. They're both going to get invaded right after the Olympics, and it's...
All right, so speaking of Ukraine, the president is going to warn bad Vlad Putin when they speak today that if Russia invades Ukraine, the U.S. is prepared to increase its troop presence, troop capabilities, and military exercises on the eastern flank of the NATO countries, which is the
it's eastern more in
flank.
Support of NATO than, like, we're not involving... We're not
no.
sending
We're
over
not
American troops. Yeah, it's
right.
more beefing up, you know, the NATO allies, which is
so
important.
So you think Putin cares?
I mean, he can't fight everyone's battle, you know?
No, but at what point does the rest of the world, it more affects Europe than it does us?
Yeah.
And so why are the Europeans getting into Putin's face? And the reason for that, here we go again, is because they get all their gas and oil from the Russians.
Germany is hugely to blame for all of this. You know, they're the ones who are putting the screws to Biden to release the pipeline to Russia, which is what we did on the good word that Russia's not going to do anything. Well, the minute you release that pipeline, we sign off on it, and we take the sanctions off of it, because I know everybody says, well, the pipeline was already built. Yeah, but we were sanctioning the heck out of it, so Russia couldn't do it. So now that those sanctions are gone, they're just empowered.
Is this a meeting in the White House, or is this a Zoom meeting?
No, I think it's a Zoom.
Who listens in on those Zoom? How do you get a private channel on Zoom? How do you protect the...
Well, it's not like Zoom, Zoom. It's, you know, their own software.
Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. Zoom, 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 Zoom. Talking about pollution, the world's plastic pollution problem. I was looking for an alliteration. That's why I was waiting for see what my mind put together quickly. The plastic pollution problem. You like that? PPP?
Good.
Plastic pollution problem.
Hey, the PPP.
Yeah. And it's not the same thing as the government giving money to all of the businesses in our country. Anyway, so there is there's an interesting new biodegradable plastic. Have you seen this? Made of a pretty surprising, it's a plastic-like material, but it's made from salmon. Salmon, it's really very interesting.
Sort of
salmon,
gross, like the fish.
You wonder... Who figured this out? Right? This is, you know, a lot of scientists have been doing things with the algae. There's a mix of algae, cornstarch, and sawdust that doesn't leave much of a carbon footprint that you can use in what we call plastic. I don't know if it's not really plastic, but something else. And apparently... to flip the switch on China for a minute, the research has been done over there on creating a plastic alternative. They say it's the most sustainable, biodegradable bioplastic that there is. How do we believe them? I don't know. Let's not make this about politics. It's
bioplastics are really, I mean, there are so many different types. There's a, I have several products in our house that are made of sugarcane, and that's
really?
Considered to be a bioplastic.
Where do you buy those? Where do you buy them, Victoria?
Well, they're in the packaging of things. Like if you buy, I know I've talked about this before, but like I love Skims. It's Kim Kardashian's like loungewear company. And yeah. So when you open up the box, it's a recycled cardboard box, and it says in big bold letters, "This bag is not made of plastic," and it's all made from plant-based bioplastic. So it's just it's becoming more and more popular. The more things that I order, the more I see that, you know, that bioplastics are replacing, you know, whether you use like a reusable grocery store tote bag, things like that.
Yeah, at this time of year, we're really more.
I mean, my sneakers are made mostly my Adidas sneakers are made of 70 or 80% recycled ocean plastic.
Okay, so that's a good start.
Yeah,
there are. By the way, just so you keep in mind, this is not about guilt. It's about being practical. 6.4 billion tons of plastic in the oceans of the earth. Can you even imagine that? Does that number even register? Can you imagine that 6.4 billion tons of plastic are floating around? The fish are eating it. We on the...
Then
we
you're eating it.
I mean, yeah.
All of us are. I mean, anyone who eats fish, I mean, that's what we're all doing. We're all eating.
So on that ship, the cruise that I took around Kauai last week when I got sick, we saw some whales, humpback whales. It was kind of cool. I got the picture of dolphins. I didn't post those yet. But, you know, the water is very clear over there. But they, you know, the pollution is creeping because it goes toward land masses for whatever the way the water travels. But, you know, you see what some of these animals are eating, and you see some of the pictures of the plastic pollution that has affected them. Ugh, good God. So maybe it's something to think about a little bit. Here's something else to think about as we're in the season, taking care of your weight. Calitrin works so wonderfully well. There are all kinds of hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of reviews, both online and offline. You're always going to find somebody say, this stuff doesn't work. Okay, yep, it's 86% according to the stats from the company itself, 86% successful. That's not bad. Actually, that's pretty good, isn't it? Would you like to have work on a program like this and have that chance for success? And right now, one of the ways to become successful is to kind of, one of the things that Victoria and I talk about all the time in our tech reports, I don't talk about it, she does, I just introduce the stories, but the way that people are getting ripped off and hacked and stuff. And so the people at Calitrin say, make sure when you're paying, do something like a touch-free payment from PayPal if you want to be secure. And this more and more, I've noticed more and more companies are suggesting that you do your payments in a more secure way. Something to be thinking about. And as you're thinking about your weight, that's the most important thing to think about and how you can have success keeping the weight off. So if you worked hard all year to make sure your weight is where you want it, now you're going to go indulge. Success comes in the form of eating and enjoying, but knowing that the folks at Calitrin have your back, right? Simple, straightforward, and all natural. The only thing so unique. Check out Calitrin at toploss.com, and when you're checking out, paying with whatever methodology, use the discount code DJV for all the specials.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now 53 past the hour on this Tuesday. It's time for us to have Victoria. It's time for our tech talk with our lady of the day, Victoria Keelan, who knows what's going on in the world of technology, starting with Microsoft, and they're going after websites. This is going after the Chinese, right? The hackers?
Yeah, this is, I feel like this is going to be the theme probably for the next year or so, right? Is Chinese hacking and us trying to catch up. So Microsoft announced on Monday that it seized a number of websites that were being used by a China-based hacking firm to carry out cyber attacks in 29 countries, including the U.S. Microsoft said it believes that the sites were largely being used for intelligence gathering from government agencies, think tanks, and human rights organizations. None of that is beyond the scope of possibility when it comes to China and hacking. And you can imagine those would be sites, government agencies, think tanks, and human rights organizations. They want to monitor what government agencies are doing. They want to know what the human rights organizations are doing, because they're the ones who have raised the alarm on the Uyghur Muslim population in China and the concentration camps and things like that. And then when you think about, well, what goes on in think tanks? Oh, ideas that China can steal. So these are three very realistic targets. And so 42 different websites have been seized by Microsoft, and they successfully disrupted this hacking group's operations. And the group is known as Nickel. They may obviously carry out future attacks, but for now, Microsoft said, we do believe we removed a key piece of the infrastructure of the group that they've been relying on for this latest wave of cyber attacks. Now, Microsoft has been tracking Nickel's activities all the way back to 2016, and they've been monitoring specific operations since 2019. And Nickel's highly sophisticated attacks often consist of installing inconspicuous malware that allows for data theft and surveillance. This is the kind of stuff that, unless you're really looking for it on your server, you're probably not going to know that it's there, and that makes it really dangerous. Nickel has targeted both public and private sector organizations across the globe, including diplomatic organizations and foreign affairs ministries. And so coming into this administration, the Biden administration in July has, of course, been talking a lot about cybersecurity. And in July, they actually accused the Chinese government of being behind a hacking campaign against Microsoft. And in June, the FBI director, Christopher Wray, warned that the cyber threat against the U.S. is increasing almost exponentially. That is the understatement of the year. So, yeah, this is, we're going to hear more and more of this. But 42 websites is a big chunk out of their network. And so congrats to Microsoft.
Draw a line in the sand. Draw a line in the sand. Enough already. Enough.
Well,
enough.
That's
enough.
Easier said than done when it comes
to
hacking.
I know it is. People got to be aware of it first, though, in order to want to make, to make a change, push people into not buying things made in China because of all of these things. They just keep piling up and piling up. It's amazing when you think about the chaos the Chinese government has created in cars in the world on purpose so that they can destabilize everything. That's what they're trying to do. Currency, health, the weather, you name it. We'll destabilize everything. Anyway, we're going to now in a moment focus on something you may be fascinated by, the most frequently used emoji of the year, right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You say emoji, and I say emoji, emoji, emoji. All right, so I know it's correctly pronounced emoji, but I just like to get Victoria's goat once in a while with this.
Sure.
What's going on with what's the most frequently used picture?
It's an emoji. It's not a picture. 92% of the world's online population uses emoji, but as we get to the end of the year, we're going to start to see a lot of these lists of who's using what. And so according to data collected by the Unicode Consortium, which runs the world of emoji, Tears of Joy accounts for over 5% of all emoji use. The only other character that comes close is the heart symbol. And then after that, there's a really big drop-off. The top 10 emoji used worldwide are the laughing with tears coming out, the heart, the sideways laughing, the thumbs up, the double cry stream, prayer hands, the kissies, and then the regular smile. The least popular category, flags of all kind. They have 258 emoji. No one uses them.
Killjoys that they are. All right, good. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.